You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hi, it's Rodney here again from Fame Mission at Kitimula. I just thought I'd give you a little update as to what's been happening in the last few weeks. We've had a couple of teams out from Northern Ireland, one group from a church there in Dungannon led by the pastor. We had a great time with them. They worked very hard, both practically, physically, and also from an evangelistic point of view. We were at Saturday Night Outreach, home evangelism. We were in a prison there in Wingie. But they spent several days working hard, putting in the foundations for a new water tank. The foundations were 6 feet deep and 6 feet square. We were tying the steel, shuttering the centre column, pouring all that concrete, getting the anchor bolts set in place. And I thank God there were men in that team. God provided men in that team who actually do that work for a living. So we got the work done well. And now, just the beginning of this week, a company that we gave the contract to called Steel Structures, they've arrived, a 40-foot lorry. We had to cut a few trees to get it up through the dirt road right up to where the site of the water tank is. And they offloaded by hand all the materials, steel beams, everything. And I'm just back this moment now from the work as it's progressing. And they've been working now 3.5 days, and already they have the central structure erected there using just pulleys, hand pulleys, hoisting up beams. It's now 40 feet high. They've hoisted up the two main H-section beams into place, each one of them weighing 400 kilograms. Very, very heavy. So it's a bit scary to see what's going on there, but those men are doing this every day. But I thank God that this work is happening and the new tank has been erected. This water is pumped from a borehole up to this tank, and it'll be feeding 5 villages around our area, plus our own centre here for the orphan children, the clinic, all the staff, ourselves, the local primary school, the local girls' school, local boys' secondary school, and then there's also now a little teachers' college that has just started. All those villages, all those institutions depend on this borehole, and this new water tank will make life a lot easier because the old water tank is so much smaller, so much lower down, the water pressure is little, and they have to keep pumping it 4 or 5 times per day, whereas this one now, they'll pump just once per day, God willing. So we thank the Lord for this new tank and for touching the hearts of God's people to give so generously to make it possible. Our teams also have been packing the food now for the famine relief, the food relief program, to start just in another week and a half, 2 weeks' time. And we received a delivery here at our centre all the way from Tanzania. A 40-foot lorry came with 27,000 kilograms of maize and beans. And now we've been packing those up for the various families from the many different villages that are going to benefit from that food relief. So that's just something, a little flavour of what's been happening here on the ground in the last few weeks. And just pray that God will help us as these people come now for the food relief. Every time they come, once per month, we'll gather them together under a tree and we begin with an open-air gospel message and pray that God will speak and God will touch hearts, and even through the famine, that there will be souls brought savingly to our Lord Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to share that with you. That's what's happening here at the moment on the ground out at Fame Mission in Kitimula, and we thank God for all those who have made it possible. Amen.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that Fame is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.